we need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? And where are we tonight? We're back on WOR. Well, I'll tell you something. It's great to be here. I started my adult radio career, as opposed to my college radio career, right here on WOR in, it was 2005, a cold day in 2005, and we were here for about 10 or so years, and wandered away from the farm for about 5 or so years. I am so happy to be back on WOR, and I hope all of you who listen to me on that other station have followed me right over to here. We've got the same show, but maybe better. We've got all sorts of, because we've got Noah back. Noah is the greatest engineer in radio today, and I'm happy to have him. We've been together now for 15 years minus a few. Well, let's get down to business. I am a board-certified plastic surgeon. I'm the host of this show, What's Your Wrinkle? And this is a call-in show, and so I'm going to give you the number right off the bat, 800-321-0710, that's 0710 on WOR. I'm happy to be back here. You can give me a call and talk about you, what you look like. This is a show about wrinkles. This is a show about jowls. This is a show about small breasts. This is a show about bellies that kind of protrude after pregnancy. That's what this show is all about. I'm a plastic surgeon. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. We'll talk a little bit more about board certification during the show today. But who am I? If you're listening for the very first time because you have returned to WOR on this Saturday evening, live shows, by the way, almost all the shows I do are live. In 15 years, maybe there's been a half a dozen reruns, but I like doing them live every Saturday right here at 6 p.m., So who am I? I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. I trained at Harvard, little medical school in Boston. I trained at Cornell. I did general surgery at Harvard. I did a burn fellowship at New York Hospital. And then I ventured out to the Midwest, where I was in exile for a couple years doing my plastic surgery residency at the University of Chicago. Following that, did a fellowship, in cosmetic surgery with a couple very well-known plastic surgeons in Miami, and then returned to this area where I joined the faculty of Rutgers. Didn't last too long there. I didn't like full-time academics. Went into private practice, and I'm on the faculty now at Columbia, helping teach the residents as well as Rutgers. And I've got offices in New Jersey, in Central Jersey, in Somerset County, and right there on Fifth Avenue in New York, right across the street from Saks Fifth Avenue. That's who I am. Who are you? Give me a call, 1-800-321-0710, 710 on the radio. So tonight we're going to talk about a lot of good, interesting things. We're going to talk about the gummy smile. How many of you have a gummy smile? Well, a lot of you, I'll bet. There's a lot of different ways to fix it. I'm bringing in my good friend, Dr. Dean Vafiatis. He'll come in to talk about how a dentist deals with gummy smiles, and I'll tell you about how a plastic surgeon deals with gummy smiles. We're going to talk about, my nighttime. What is nighttime, you say? Nighttime? You know, since I was on WOR, we've got a new line of skincare, and I'll talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about nighttime. In fact, I think we'll give away bottles of Soft Time tonight for callers. And Soft Time, what is it? It's the best moisturizer. I really think it is. You can put it on, even if you're a man. Men do not like skincare, and I don't even have to tell you that. You know you don't like skincare. Women are used to it because they've been putting things on their faces since they're 12 years old. But men, not a chance. So this is a moisturizer that even a man can use. It's designed for men and women. Yes, it's really designed for women, but a lot of men use Soft Time. It's a moisturizer. I put it on my hands during the winter because my hands get those little cuts as they dry out and get very cold in the winter. I just spent a week in Florida trying to rehab my hands, and they're a little bit better. I was putting the Soft Time moisturizer on every day, in fact, twice a day, to try and help the rough skin that you and I are getting this time of year. So we're giving away bottles of Soft Time. Soft Time is a great moisturizer. It's got things in it that simulate the normal oils of the skin. And it's considered a very high-end moisturizer because it's got things like ceramides in it and phytosphingosine. Try saying that one. Phytosphingosine. These are very expensive ingredients, but they're important constituents of the skin, and they're left out of those very inexpensive moisturizers, which are basically things that kind of clog up your skin. This is not. This increases the water content of your skin. All right, so let's get down to business. And once again, the phone number here at WOR is 800-321-0710. So what are the common things that we do in plastic surgery? Noah, I'll bet you know what we do. We do a lot of liposuction. You know about that, Noah?
I think I've heard that word. It bears a slight familiarity.
Well, you know, I bet you there's a little music to that. Can you play that one?
Really? Do you think so? I think there's a possibility. You know, what is this we have here?
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby. Go the lipo.
This can't be what you were talking about.
That is exactly what we're talking about. Can you believe there's a liposuction? I call it liposuction. You can get rid of the music. You know, I love that. It's That's a very interesting song. We'll play a little bit more of that later.
Who says you don't come with props?
Can you imagine they made a song about liposuction? What is liposuction? That's fat removal. And fat removal is one of the most common procedures in cosmetic surgery. I call it liposuction. They called it liposuction. You know, for the first couple years of its existence in the 1980s, it was liposuction because the word is lipid. It's not lipid. But it kind of got changed a bit by the Texas plastic surgeon.
You're not going to tell me I've been saying it wrong all these years.
It's not liposuction like the song said. It's liposuction, but it is the most common procedure in all of cosmetic surgery. And each year between breast augmentations and liposuction, you know, it kind of jostles back and forth for the number one position. But I love doing that procedure. It is a great procedure. It's a very safe procedure as long as it's done by a board-certified plastic surgeon. And what is a board-certified plastic surgeon? Well, I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. That is a surgeon. That means it's someone, an MD, that has graduated from medical school and has done 6 years of surgery and plastic surgery residency and then passed a verbal examination, an oral examination, which is terrifying, by the way, and a written examination. And if you've passed those, if you've finished your residency, then you're entitled to call yourself certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. Actually, the reason I am mentioning it this week is there's another board out there. In fact, there's a lot of boards out there. And how are you as a consumer supposed to know which is a real board? You know, there are 24 real boards, and those are the boards that are certified, actual boards that are certified by the American Board of Medical Specialties. There are 24 of those, and only 24. But if you look on the internet, you'll find hundreds, if not thousands, of different boards. And there's one in particular that we'll talk about this week that's called the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery. Sounds a lot like the American Board of Plastic Surgery, doesn't it? And in fact, if someone advertised themselves as certified by the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery, you would think that they're a real plastic surgeon who qualified the way I just described. Medical school, general surgery and plastic surgery residency, trained in plastic surgery, took the exams, the whole business, right? No, turns out it's not true. There's another board called the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery, and that is one of those boards that is called a self-designated board. And, you know, it's difficult for you as a consumer to understand what is real and what is not, but it's important for you to understand. Well, this battle has been going on in California for something like 20 years, where the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery wanted to be called one of the real boards. And in California, unless you're one of the real boards, you cannot advertise yourself as board certified. Now, you can be, let's say, a gynecologist and do liposuction, like the song had, but you can't in California call yourself a board certified cosmetic surgeon anymore. No, because there is no board of cosmetic surgery. And if you're not certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery, you can't call yourself that. So you can't call yourself those things in California. Hopefully now this is going to spread throughout the United States, because it was a long, drawn out 23-year, believe it or not, legal battle in California that was just lost by the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery. They lost last week, and they are no longer allowed to call themselves board-certified cosmetic surgeons. Not allowed in California. Now, in New Jersey and New York, you know, the law is kind of vague. In New York, it's even more vague than New Jersey. I helped clarify the law when I was on the Board of Medical Examiners in New Jersey, but there's still a lot of vagaries out there. So hopefully this ruling by the California board, that's the real board, that's the governor-appointed board, the real board, like the Board of Medical Examiners, they have decided that the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery is not equivalent to the American Board of Plastic Surgery. And that's a good thing. All right, it's 6:14. We're going to take a break at 6:15. So I want Ann to hang on the line, Ann. And we're going to get to you during this wonderful first show on WOR. But before we do, we're going to listen to a few words. Now, before we even take the break, I want you to make sure that you know that we're on Facebook, facebook.com/Dr. Arthur Perry. And you can learn about this show and about plastic surgery and about all sorts of things on Facebook. So please do that. We're going to take a short break now, Noah, and we'll be back after these words. Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Good skincare really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference. So you say, why should I try your products, Dr. Perry? Here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps it simple. A study showed my skincare reduced the appearance of wrinkles by 20% at 12 weeks. Daytime with niacin protects your skin, nighttime with vitamins A and C nourishes your skin, and Clean Time Cleansing Bar even removes most makeup. WOR listeners, I'm offering my basic kit, all three products, for $65 plus shipping. Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR2019 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WOR. Ladies, are you seeing an older person in the mirror? You love your mother, but you might not want to look like her. She was older, and you're not. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Some people just need excellent skincare, but for others, Botox, wrinkle fillers, Ulthera, or laser peels might be just what you need. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf facelifts. Let's spend an hour together in my 5th Avenue or Somerset, New Jersey offices. I'll examine you and we'll alter your photographs to show you what you could look like after surgery. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
We've become a nation obsessed with losing weight, but we seem to be losing sight of why. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we take a different approach to weight loss. Instead of emphasizing short-term goals like reducing the size of your waist, we focus on long-term benefits like reducing your risk of diabetes, sleep apnea, and hypertension. And for those whose best option is bariatric surgery, your journey begins with a nurse navigator who will be with you from the time you commit right through recovery. Along the way, you'll learn about different surgical techniques, healthy eating, sensible exercise, and support groups. And once you find your healthy weight, you'll look and feel better too. It's not about losing weight overnight. It's about staying healthy over time. Visit rwjbh.org/weightloss. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we're back. That's great music. We've got Noah. He could be a DJ mixing that music. It is so wonderful looking at Noah through the glass here at the WOR studios. After all these years, we're back.
I don't believe it. Dr. Arthur Perry back here on the premises. This is amazing. This is, you know, you're away for a while. Now you're back. I feel like Woody Allen in Sleeper or something like that. It's an amazing experience.
Or maybe, you know, how about one of those baseball players that got traded away? Ricky Henderson, four times he went back to the Padres. Remember that?
Wow. That is amazing.
You know, back and forth, back to WOR. So I'm happy to be back here. You know, let's do we have time for Ann? If we have a very, very quick question, we can get to your question before an interview coming up. Go ahead, Ann.
I have dry skin on my face, my arms, my hands. My lips are peeling all the time. I'm wondering what I could do about that.
How old are you, Ann?
I'm 80 years old.
Well, congratulations, you're 80. You could always move to Florida because the humidity is much higher. You won't have as much dry skin there. But if you stay in New York, you know, at 80, if you've got dry skin, you can put a humidifier in your house. You can use a moisturizer like my Soft Time. We're gonna send you a bottle and give it a try. Put it on your face. Put it on your arms. Put it on your hands. Give it a try and see if it does help. But a humidifier is good. In general, you would want your humidity in your house to be somewhere between 40 and 60%. And I'll bet you can buy one of those little things that measure the humidity in your house. And I'll bet you if the heat is up in your house this time of year, the humidity will be somewhere around 20% or lower. And that's one of the main reasons you get very dry skin and it cracks and things like that in the winter. So a humidifier is a good thing. And also give my Soft Time a try. How's that, Ann? You're going to get a free bottle.
Thank you very much, Doctor. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much for calling. All right. So now we've got a guest from the Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. And when we were last on with the Robert Wood Johnson folks 5 years ago, they weren't part of the RWJ Barnabas Health System. They are now. And I have Dr. Ernie Leva, and he is a professor of pediatrics at Robert Wood Johnson Medical School. He is the division director of the Pediatric Emergency Department at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital. It's a mouthful, at the Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. And he's here tonight to talk about a brand new emergency room at Robert Wood Johnson. Dr. Leva, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, Dr. Perry. Appreciate it.
Well, I want to thank you. You know, I reminded you last time that a long, long time ago, almost 30 years ago, you took care of one of my children, and I want to thank you. And I'm glad to have you around still. So let's talk about this exciting news at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. What is the news about this new pediatric emergency room?
So just like our new adult emergency department, we have a new pediatric emergency department that complements our pediatric trauma center. We're real excited. Very large facility, 22 patient care areas, nice patient flow design that allows our staff and our clinicians to immediately greet patients, take them around, do what we need to do. Patient care spaces that are large, accommodate family. We have chairs, we have TVs, we have computers in the rooms. We have an isolation room, we have critical care rooms. It's just a beautiful facility that's made to accommodate kids. And most importantly, that's the word, it's for kids. It's all about children. Everything we do is about children in our pediatric emergency department.
So now, you know, a lot of my listeners have children or grandchildren, and little kids get injured all the time. They get infectious diseases, colds and other things, or they get bitten by little bugs and things like that. When does a mother or a grandmother, when does she know, or he for that matter, know when to take their child to just an emergency room anywhere or a special emergency room, a unique emergency department like Robert Wood Johnson has?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's important if you are concerned about your child's care to speak to your general pediatrician initially. If your general pediatrician then would suggest further care or immediate care at that point, I think it's important for you to know where the pediatric facilities are. As I said, we are geared for children. Everything we do is for children. Specifically, we have eight pediatric emergency medicine specialists, which are doctors that initially do 3 years of general pediatrics and then 3 more years of pediatric emergency medicine. We have specially trained nurses. That's all they do is pediatric emergency medicine, and our staff also is all pediatric emergency medicine. So I think most importantly is for the family to speak to their pediatrician, and then not all emergency departments are created equal. And by that I mean there are some that cater to pediatrics, and they're the ones that I think should be chosen to take care of kids. And when I talk care about children, I'm talking about children up to or kids and or young adults up to 21 years of age, because that's what we do.
And you know, my kids are 27, 29, and 31, and I still look at them as pediatric patients.
Always will, Dr. Perry, as I do. I have a 38, a 34, and a 30, and they are still my little children.
But let me tell you a little anecdote about my daughter and her experience at the Robert Wood Johnson Emergency Department. Years ago, when she was a little kid, she had abdominal pain. And this really underscores why I think listeners should take their children to a specialized facility like Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. So listen closely. So my daughter had abdominal pain, and I brought her to a small hospital near where I lived. And the general surgeon saw her and said, she's got appendicitis. We've got to operate on her. I didn't really think she had appendicitis. I wasn't sure. And I said, well, let's get the pediatric surgeon to look at her. And they said, well, no pediatric surgeon here. Our general surgeons operate on our children. And I said, nope, not going to happen with my child. And I signed her out against medical advice, brought her to Robert Wood Johnson, saw one of the pediatric surgeons at Robert Wood Johnson, and he sat with her for hours and hours until he made the right diagnosis that she did not have appendicitis, and she wasn't operated on. She recovered. It turned out it was some bacteria from eating strawberries in the garden. And it's just a little anecdote, Dr. Leva, about underscoring the importance of a facility that treats children all the time and in a specialized way. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. If you come to a pediatric facility such as ours, you will not be taken care of or seen by anybody but a pediatric provider, whether it be a general pediatric surgeon, whether it be a pediatric urological surgeon, whether it be a pediatric orthopedic surgeon, a pediatric neurosurgical surgeon, that's all you're going to see. Let me take it one step further. We also believe that not only in the care, but the type of care. For instance, we're very concerned about radiation exposure to children. For instance, you mentioned appendicitis. We have now taken the leap where we no longer use radiation primarily in children. We either do ultrasounds or MRIs on the stomach of these kids, so they do not need to be exposed to any radiation. We have also very concerned about head injury and radiation. In fact, we have led the state in an initiative to decrease the amount of CAT scans that are done in children and minor trauma. In fact, we've decreased that by 25% over the state, which adds up to about 1,200 CT scans. So we're really very proud of the type of work we do for kids and only for kids.
My guest this evening is Dr. Ernest Leva. He is a professor of pediatrics, and congratulations, I understand you were recently promoted to full professor at Robert Wood Johnson, which, by the way, for listeners out there, that's a big deal. That is a big deal to be a full professor. You work your way up in academics and clinical medicine from assistant to associate to full professor, and not many people reach the top, and so it's a real testimony to you for being a true teacher and a true clinician, so congratulations. But he's the division director of the Pediatric Emergency Department at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. If you haven't been to Robert Wood Johnson in the last few years, maybe you went to Rutgers, 30 years ago, and it was this little tiny hospital called Middlesex Hospital 30 years ago. Now, this campus rivals New York Hospital, Columbia Presbyterian. It's absolutely spectacular. It's growing by leaps and bounds. I just wish I had invested in real estate in that area 30 years ago, because it's taken over and it's absolutely beautiful. So we're talking tonight about the brand new pediatric emergency department at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital, if I can speak correctly, at Robert Wood Johnson. And my guest again is Dr. Ernest Leva. So tell us about some of the sophisticated new equipment they've got there. It's really cool, isn't it?
So, yeah. So we do many things that other facilities don't do in emergency departments. We have a whole service of moderate sedation for patients that might need procedures. We can sedate them in our emergency department and eliminate the need to go to the operating room, like maybe some of your patients who might need a plastic surgical procedure. We can sedate them, eliminate the fear, make them comfortable. We have a fluoroscopy service in our emergency department. So patients no longer, after some type of procedures, whether it be an orthopedic procedure or some other type of procedure, no longer need to leave the emergency department. We do ultrasound right in our emergency department through our physicians. We have a really, really cool special sensory room now that we've partnered with our child life specialist that we have in our emergency department and Children's Specialized Hospital that caters to our developmentally delayed children or autistic children or kids with sensory needs. Really cool, just atmosphere that puts them at rest. So all these things cater to kids and cater to the special needs of our patients.
And listen, I want to thank you so much. I wish we had a little bit more time, but the clock is going to take us away. Dr. Ernest Leva, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and congratulations on the new emergency room and your new appointment at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. If you're interested in learning more about the facility, go to rwjbh.org. That's rwjbh.org. You can call 888-724-7123. There are now 16 hospitals in New Jersey in the Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas Health System. Robert Wood Johnson is one of those, and so is the Bristol Myers Squibb Hospital. Thanks so much. Thank you, Dr. Leva.
You're welcome. All the best, Dr. Perry. Happy New Year now.
Okay, we'll be back after these words. There's more to the show. Stay tuned.
Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Good skincare really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference. So you say, why should I try your products, Dr. Perry? Here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps it simple. A study showed my skincare reduced the appearance of wrinkles by 20% at 12 weeks. Daytime with niacin protects your skin, nighttime with vitamins A and C nourishes your skin, and Clean Time Cleansing Bar even removes most makeup. WOR listeners, I'm offering my basic kit, all three products, for $65 plus shipping. Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR2019 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WOR. Ladies, are you seeing an older person in the mirror? You love your mother, but you might not want to look like her. She was older. And you're not. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Some people just need excellent skincare, but for others, Botox, wrinkle fillers, Ulthera, or laser peels might be just what you need. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scar facelifts. Let's spend an hour together in my Fifth Avenue or Somerset, New Jersey offices. I'll examine you and we'll alter your photographs to show you what you could look like after surgery. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
We've become a nation obsessed with losing weight, but we seem to be losing sight of why. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we take a different approach to weight loss. Instead of emphasizing short-term goals like reducing the size of your waist, we focus on long-term benefits like reducing your risk of diabetes, sleep apnea, and hypertension. And for those whose best option is bariatric surgery, your journey begins with a nurse navigator who will be with you from the time you commit right through recovery. Along the way, you'll learn about different surgical techniques, healthy eating, sensible exercise, and support groups. And once you find your healthy weight, you'll look and feel better too. It's not about losing weight overnight. It's about staying healthy over time. Visit rwjbh.org/weightloss. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we are back. And we're back on WOR. This is our inaugural show on WOR after being gone for 5 years. I'm happy to be back here with my sidekick, Noah Fleischman, who's started out with me in 2005, and I left, and he stayed, and now I'm back. It's kind of like Billy Martin.
What a revival this is. It's amazing.
It really is. Remember, Billy Martin came back to the Yankees 5 times as the manager. So,
5 times? You're turning us into like, you know, Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor here for a second.
They were married a few times. I agree. But, well, we'll just keep you in the next room there, Noah. So, all right. We're back on WOR 800. Almost gave the wrong number. 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710 on WOR. Give me a call. We're giving away bottles of Nighttime. Now, it is kind of like a reunion tonight because those of you who listened in the past on these airwaves for a long time, and I really want to thank my listeners and my listeners who have followed me from the other station and around the airwaves of New York and around the country. But we've got probably my favorite dentist now, Dr. Dean Vafiatis on the line. Dr. Vafiatis, are you here?
I'm here. Can you hear me well?
I hear you. Thank you so much. Now, those of you who know dentists in New York, you probably already know Dr. Dean Vafiatis. He is he's an absolutely spectacular dentist. I would not have any other on the show. He is an associate professor of prosthodontics at NYU. He teaches courses all over the world, in New York and all over the world. He is known, if you ask a dentist in Los Angeles, if you ask a dentist in Uruguay, he will know or she will know Dr. Dean Vafiatis because this is the guy that teaches the other dentists. And I'm so happy to have him on the show tonight. He really is one of the best dentists in the world and getting better. So I know he's embarrassed. He doesn't like me talking this way. But I brought him on tonight because I wanted to talk a little bit about the gummy smile. And it's something I haven't talked about on the show before. But, you know, if you can't smile, you know, it's what good is all the cosmetic surgery that I'm doing? So, Dr. Vafiatis, tell us a little bit about the gummy smile, what causes it, and how you fix it.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for having me on. I really enjoy your show. My patients have enjoyed your show over the years, and it's a pleasure to be back on. Gummy smiles are very prevalent. I see about 32% of the population with gummy smiles. It's a little bit higher in women. It's about 62% in women, so it's a little bit higher in women. What happens is through formation of the jaw, of the upper jaw and the lips, they wind up smiling really big and showing more gum lines. So that actually the maxillary bone is really protruding a little bit more. So there's different ways to fix it. There's a right way and there's a couple of quick fixes. So I'll share all three types. The right way is to get what's called clinical crown lengthening. So we're basically taking away some of the tissue, maybe 2 or 3 millimeters is probably the most you need, to really extend the length of the tooth because the teeth are actually looking small because of the excess gums. So what we're basically doing is changing the tooth to lip to gum proportion. There's a mathematical equation for that. And once we take photography like you do with plastic surgery, we can do the analysis through algorithms and figure out now we do it all digitally. We used to do it manually. Now we do it all digitally. And we cut back that gum so more tooth is exposed. Once more tooth is exposed, then we can put a new sort of a veneer or porcelain veneer on top of it or bonding to make the tooth appear, you know, back to its normal proportion to the face.
That's very, very interesting. So now if, let's say a woman comes to you and she's, let's say in her 30s and she just won't smile. She won't smile. Her teeth are fine. But, you know, when she does smile, when you ask her to smile, the lip goes way up, exposing that gum. And that's what you call a gummy smile. So, but otherwise, good teeth. So is that what you would do first? So you do some basically cutting back the gingiva, the gum, to and then a veneer. Is that your primary treatment for gummy smile?
That's the best treatment, meaning that's the one that lasts the longest and really has a lifetime of longevity. The other technique we have is that we do what's with doing a laser surgery. So we do, instead of, let's say, 2 or 3 millimeters that we can cut back surgically, we would cut it back with a laser, which doesn't give you as much reduction, but it definitely gives you that result. Like my wife had the laser as opposed to the full-blown crown lengthening. So it definitely helps. It enhances it, but it's not 100%. It's nice. In most cases, look really pretty, but still not really the best. And then the second treatment, the third treatment that we would suggest is obviously something like you, where we suggest them to go to the plastic surgeon and have a little Botox to reduce the motion of the lip itself so that it doesn't show so much gum line.
And you know, Botox is a good treatment, but it is really a little bit dicey because it can be a little too much and then people can't move their upper lip, or it can be asymmetric.
Right.
There are paired muscles on both sides. And then if someone smiles, one side can go up more than the other side. So that's not so so easy either. And it has to be repeated every 3-4 months or so in order to be maintained.
Exactly.
So, and there's another technique that you probably know of, and that's cutting some of those muscles, the muscles that start up by the nose and lift the lip. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of that. I don't know how you feel about that.
We have a couple of patients that have come to us. I've seen them afterwards. I don't prescribe that kind of procedure. But there are patients that get that procedure and then come. So they kind of had a little bit of a frenum, frenectomy, it's called it. They're getting rid of the frenums to move their lips up. I don't particularly prescribe that because, again, like you said, it's very unpredictable. You can get a great result in one patient and get a horrible result with another patient. So I don't like those kind of things. I like things that are really 100% I can predict, and I can say to the patient confidently, this is going to definitely work 100%. I've learned over the last 30 years in the dental profession, I'm sure you've have in the medical profession, that I want to give the patient the 100% most, you know, guaranteed type of treatment. I don't want to take risks with my patients. If you have one failure out of 1,000, it's just not worth it. So to me, it's doing it right, giving them the options, and then really providing and showing. We have a lot of befores and afters on our Instagram. It's at New York Smile Institute in the Instagram and Facebook, New York Smile Institute. You can see a lot of the befores and afters of gummy smiles. We have 100%, really 99% success rate with this procedure. The secondary procedure is the lasers, and then again, like I said, somebody's going to a show and they really want to get a good smile, we'll send them to Botox just to kind of get something working. But those two other treatments are pretty much guaranteed.
And my guest this evening is Dr. Dean Vafianis. He is a prosthodontist. He's a dentist. He is the smile doctor of Manhattan and now New Jersey also. So you've expanded. You were at 694 Fifth Avenue, I believe. Right, Dean?
693.
693, I got it wrong. That's the other side of the street.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on. Yeah. I'm right across the street from you, and so you're up there on Fifth Avenue at the New York Smile Institute, and now in New Jersey. Tell us about that office.
Well, you know, I've been coming into Manhattan for 30 years. I'm a little tired, so I live in Englewood, and I partnered with a group up in Tenafly, Dr. Narpat Jain, who needed a prosthodontist in his office. So now I'm there one day a week. Usually Wednesdays or Thursdays, depending on the week. And now a lot of our patients happen to be from Jersey and Rockland County and Connecticut. So now that gives them a chance to not to go all the way to Manhattan. And they can see us at the Tenafly office, which is 101 Piermont Avenue in Tenafly.
So, Dean, give us your phone number in Manhattan. And I also want your website so patients, prospective patients, or people that have gummy smile or any of the other issues that you treat can go to you. What's your phone number?
Our phone number is 212-319-6363 in Manhattan, 693 Fifth Avenue. Our website is www.nysi.org. And the Tenafly office is EMD at 201-501-8282. That's in Tenafly, New Jersey. So we treat, you know, implant dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, rehabilitation. Our course at NYU has been going on for 11 years, very successful with our techniques and sharing them around the world. So it's been a really good last 15 years of educating.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time on your Saturday evening, Dr. Dean Vafianis, the great dentist of Manhattan and now in New Jersey. Thanks again, Dean.
Thank you so much, Dr. Perry, and God bless your show. You're doing great.
Thank you very much, and have a wonderful evening, and stay warm out there. Well, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WOR. Yes, WOR. We're back on WOR. The phone number, 800-321-0710. 0710. And we've got Jeanette from Brooklyn. Did I pronounce your name right, Jeanette?
Yes, that's right.
What can I do for you? What is your wrinkle, Jeanette?
Doctor, what can be done about bags under my eyes?
All right, Jeanette, how old are you?
I'm 68.
68? Right. Okay, Jeanette. So, have you ever had any surgery on your eyelids before, Jeanette?
No surgery ever.
Okay. So the bags under the eyelids, the bags are very common. Think of, remember Mario Cuomo, the great governor of New York State and now his son? Boy, they are the poster children for the bags under the eye. I know he listens to my show. So, Andy, give us a call. We'll talk about your bags also. But really what they are, they're the fat underneath the eye. There's also fat above the eye, to the left and right of the eye, around it. The eye floats in fat. And as we get older, Jeanette, that fat tends to kind of pouch forward. The tissues weaken and you begin to see those. And so there's really only one thing for those fat deposits, and that is surgery. It's a lower eyelid lift. That's what it's called. The technical name is blepharoplasty, and it's done under local anesthesia as an outpatient. We give you a little sedation to make it easy on you. And then we tighten the muscle, tighten the skin, and remove a little bit of that fat, and your eyelids look significantly better very quickly. The operation takes about an hour and a half, and you're back in action. It depends on what you do between 1 and 2 weeks after surgery, but that's really what it is. There are other techniques that might help a little bit, a little filler, maybe peels, lasers, and things like that, but the real treatment is surgery, Jeanette.
Right. Is that done in your office or in the hospital?
I prefer to do that surgery in a surgery center now. Used to do it in the office. You know, it's more and more difficult to operate in offices, and I really do believe that the surgery center is the best place for this type of surgery. So these are surgery centers that are attached to hospitals. Jeanette, we're going to have to take a short break now. Thanks for the question. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? We're going to be back after these words.
Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Good skincare really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference. So you say, why should I try your products, Dr. Perry? Here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps it simple. A study showed my skincare reduced the appearance of wrinkles by 20% at 12 weeks. Daytime with niacin protects your skin, nighttime with vitamins A and C nourishes your skin, and Clean Time Cleansing Bar even removes most makeup. WOR listeners, I'm offering my basic kit, all three products, for $65 plus shipping. Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR2019 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WOR. Ladies, are you seeing an older person in the mirror? You love your mother, but you might not want to look like her. She was older, and you're not. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Some people just need excellent skincare, but for others, Botox, wrinkle fillers, Ulthera, or laser peels might be just what you need. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf facelifts. Let's spend an hour together in my Fifth Avenue or Somerset, New Jersey offices. I'll examine you and we'll alter your photographs to show you what you could look like after surgery. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. If you are hearing me for the very first time, where have you been the last 15 years on Saturday evenings? We're here 15 years Wow, that's a long time already. So listen in, because we're here every Saturday night now on WOR, at least for the next year. We're going to be sitting right in the chair here at WOR, answering your questions about cosmetic surgery, plastic surgery, about skin care, dentistry, but we'll bring in Dr. Vafiatis for the dentistry. I'm not going to try and answer those questions. But you can give us a call, 800-321-0710. It's 710 on the dial, as you know, and give us a call. You'll get a bottle of Soft Thyme. Soft Thyme is the great moisturizer that I have created for you, and it's perfect. But, you know, there's another product that I want to talk about this evening. It's not even one of my products. It's called Plexaderm. Now, how many of you have seen that commercial on television? You know, these are the greatest commercials I've ever seen. They're really so good. I want to go out and buy this stuff. In fact, I did. Plexaderm. That's what it is. It's not my product. It's my good friend John Greenhut's product. John and I did a little product called Night Skin together a long time ago. And those of you who are longtime listeners of WOR remember staying up nights listening to those great infomercials. Well, John came up with Plexaderm. You've seen the dramatic results on TV. You know, these are the commercials, the ones where people put a cream on their lower eyelids and their wrinkles disappear within minutes. Now, you heard Jeanette a few minutes ago. She said, what can I do for my eyelids? I was talking about surgery, but, you know, Jeanette, you can also use Plexaderm, but it's temporary. I was skeptical. I had to try the stuff myself before I would recommend it. So, now this is a true story. I asked John to send me a bottle of Plexaderm, and I used it on my wife. She is my guinea pig. And it turns out it really does work. It's quite amazing. I mean, you really have to see this. It's just like the TV commercials. And so I now recommend this to my patients. Now, remember, this is not surgery. This is not even skincare. It's more like a makeup. It's not a substitute for surgery or lasering or anything like that. But a lot of you just don't want to go into the operating room. I'm not sure why. But Plexaderm is the product for you if you want a temporary fix. So, if you're going on television tonight, or if you're going on a date tonight, or you just want to look good for work every day, I know plenty of celebrities, and I won't name names, but I tell you, they put it on every day before going on television. And so this is really good. As soon as you wash it off, you go right back to where you were before. It's sort of like the Cinderella product. Now, this Plexaderm uses a technology that's taken from shale. It's really a silicone material. It goes on your skin, and in about 2 or so minutes, it kind of cures. It dries. It's temporary, but it makes those bags look better. It makes the wrinkles look better. I am very enthusiastic about this product. It really does work. So the Plexaderm people have given my listeners on WOR, and only my listeners, a great discount, but you have to call the number I'm going to give you. So I'm going to give you a chance to get a pencil. We'll wait. Okay, I hope you have your pencil. 800-925-9963. So 800-925-9963. You'll get up to 50% off of the normal retail price if you use that number. If you call one of their other numbers, you can't get that discount. It's one of the deals that I made with John Greenhut. He's a great guy. We're very good friends, and I wanted to talk to you about Plexaderm. It's a great product. 800-925-9963. So once again, sure, 800-925-9963. You'll get 50% off the normal price of Plexaderm. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WOR. Yes, WOR, we're back. So we were talking earlier about a lot of interesting things. We started the show talking about liposuction and how popular it is, and Noah was so nice to play that song. We talked a little bit about the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery, not the same as the American Board of Plastic Surgery, and we talked about the gummy smile with Dr. Dean Vafiatis. Well, there's more to the show, and I wanted to talk a little bit more about liposuction because it really is one of my favorite procedures. You know, every plastic surgeon has his or her favorite procedures, and I have to say, my favorite procedure of them all is a rhinoplasty. That's a nasal reshaping procedure. It is the most artistic procedure we do in cosmetic surgery. I love doing facelifts. I do them all the time. And the new facelifts are so different from the old facelifts. The short scar facelift has a faster recovery, less scarring, and it really works out very well in almost everyone. But the biggest bang for your buck procedure in all of cosmetic surgery, when we talk about surgical procedures, it really has to be liposuction of the fat of the neck. And how many of you walk around and you look in the mirror and you say, oh, you know, look at this. I mean, I'm thin, but yet I've got all this fat in my neck. And so what do? You go to the plastic surgeon, and they may suggest a facelift. But if you're young enough, and that's the key, if you're young enough, you might be a candidate for liposuction, just removal of the fat of the neck. Because I'll tell you something, it is a great procedure. And you hear all the time people talking about, well, let's do cool sculpting. Very, very subtle results. My patients want dramatic results. Let's do, the injections into the fat. I don't know about that. That's called Kybella. I have noticed that they've stopped advertising lately. I don't know why. But certainly, I never wanted to do Kybella. I've heard not the best things, about that. And there are a number of complications that have been reported in the literature. There are other ways to destroy the fat. There are machines that destroy the fat. But they get into a bordering on invasive procedures. And then you think, well, why not just do the procedure to remove the fat that's been around since 1983, and that is liposuction. Liposuction is a very well-controlled procedure. It can be done under straight local anesthesia. I do it either under local anesthesia or local with sedation. And we make a little tiny incision right under the chin. It's about a quarter inch long, and one under each ear. And infiltrate, that means I put in a lot of local anesthetic, and then suction it out. It takes less than an hour to do that procedure. It's a great procedure. It really is. Because it gives you the appearance of massive weight loss. I mean, I can remove as much as, I guess my record is 8 ounces of fat from the neck. And by taking that kind of fat out of the neck, it makes you look like you've lost 10 pounds, 12 pounds, 15 pounds without losing, without actually going to the gym. Isn't that? That's not really the answer in life, but certainly it is the answer if you've got fat in the neck. Now, if you've got hanging skin, you're not going to be able to have liposuction. Then you're going to have a different procedure to tighten the skin, and that is called a facelift, right? So a facelift also, it also removes the fat of the neck, but it tightens the bands of the neck. And the bands are those two Katharine Hepburn bands that span from the chin down your neck almost to your collarbone. Those bands, if they're present, if you see them, then they need to be treated if you want facial rejuvenation. If we do a procedure that doesn't treat those, it's not going to look real good. So if you just suction the fat and you've got those bands, sometimes they can actually look worse. And one of the things that is missed by a lot of doctors is removing fat, but not understanding that some of the fat is underneath that muscle. So sometimes we need to make the incision a little bit bigger than that quarter inch and reach underneath the muscle, and that sounds terrible, doesn't it? But it's one of the standard things that we do in cosmetic surgery, and remove a little bit of that fat and then sew the muscles together. That is called, you ready for this big word if you're going to a party tonight? It's the platysmaplasty. Platysmaplasty. Not a word you're going to remember. I call it a band lift because it lifts the bands of the neck. And sometimes it's just enough to do the band lift with suction. But again, if your skin is hanging, then we have to go up to your cheeks and lift the skin of your cheeks. That then pulls up the skin of your neck, and that is called a facelift. A lot of people think, well, that involves the forehead. It does not necessarily involve the forehead. We can connect a brow lift with a facelift, but then we get more complicated, and most of my patients don't want their brows lifted like maybe a certain Speaker of the House, but maybe they just want their jowls gone, they want the fat of the neck removed, they want the bands removed, and the skin of the neck tightened, and that is a facelift. We do a short scar facelift now, different than the long scar. In the old days, it was a long scar facelift into the hairline behind the ears. No longer do we need to do that. We call this a ponytail-friendly facelift. It's one that you can have if you go swimming. If you have one of the older facelifts, you can see the scars. We don't want that. And so we want the scars to be really quite invisible. And by the way, if your doctor tells you you're definitely not going to see the scars, can't promise that. No doctor can promise that. We certainly try to do the best we can to make the scars as invisible as possible, but everybody heals a little bit differently. One person might heal perfectly, and it's very difficult to see the scars. Another might heal with red ray scars. That doesn't mean the plastic surgeon is not good. It's not the plastic surgeon's fault right now. Really, honestly, there's a big difference between the ability of one person to heal and another person to heal, and about 5% of the population does heal with red ray scars. Those are called hypertrophic scars. They eventually settle down, but they can be visible, and that's why women do much better than men with facelifts, because women wear makeup, women have longer hair, and they cover those scars with their hair. Men don't like to do either of those. Also, with a man's facelift, it tends to bring hair from the cheeks into the ear, which is not particularly attractive. All right, well, we've got more on the board, more calls. You're going to have to call next week at 6 o'clock because Noah is pulling me right out of the studio. I want to thank Noah Fleischman and those of you who have followed me from the other station over to WOR. I want to be honest that it's really great being back here. It's a wonderful station.
I agree.
And I want to thank you all. Well, thank you, Noah. All right. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, board-certified plastic surgeon. I am going to be back next week at 6 o'clock. Check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/Dr. Arthur Perry. And, of course, the website, perryplasticsurgery.com. Check that out. And also, don't forget the products at drperrys.com. And everybody, stay warm. It's kind of a raw weekend out there. Thanks a lot. We'll see everybody next week.